Adios to the Mooch. HBO hacked and the Cubs make up with Bartman. This is a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
I guess it's time to say goodbye. Anthony Scaramucci. We hardly knew Chi.
Yep, Jennifer. Stephen Colbert there from his show last night, talking about Anthony Scaramucci, former communications director for the White House.
A whole 2 weeks in. He gone.
Out the door. Yeah, he gone. What a crazy deal yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Apparently, you know, you get a military man in there as the chief of staff, and he's like all right.
That's enough.
Time to clear a house. Anyway, of course, late night TV tore it up last night, all at Anthony Scaramucci's expense. Why don't we take a couple listens to a few of these the really good ones out there. This was Seth Meyers.
Now, 10 days may not seem like a long time, but consider all the Mooch got accomplished. He sold his company away. He gave a vulgar, damning interview to the press. His wife filed for divorce. He missed the birth of his son. That's more than Trump has done in his entire presidency.
Wow. Quite a list of accomplishments.
Right.
You know, late night is going to miss the Mooch for this exact reason.
I saw a lot of stuff about that. That, yeah, his whole deal is going to be... I think people were really looking forward to him, you know, and even if we are going to have this cluster of a White House, I know you and I, like, even as news people here, we were like, all right, well, at least we got Scaramucci to keep us entertained for a little while.
It's like a caricature of himself.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to Colbert.
10. That's not even a whole pay period. His going away party can serve what's left of his welcome cake.
Trevor Noah, you know, kind of like how I feel. He made it a little musical.
It's like the song of the summer. Scaramucci came into our lives, made everyone obsessed with him for like a week, and then he left us with nothing but memories and like a bunch of weird moves. You know, it's like dun 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 dun.
Scaramucci.
All right, so long, Anthony Scaramucci. We hardly knew you.
We hardly knew you. Well, speaking of TV, some big news from HBO.
Tell you what, they're bumming.
Yeah, programming has been stolen in a cyber attack.
A lot of it.
Yeah. Proprietary information has been stolen. This company's not saying what specific TV episodes, what movies may have been taken. But, you know, Hollywood hacks are a huge deal. I mean, we remember back in 2014, the Sony hack. I mean,
totally,
they're still
right.
Struggling. Films were leaked, employee emails. And in April, a hacker claimed to have released episodes of Orange is the New Black. Before they're released by the streaming, you know, online.
By Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, so
well, apparently,
stay tuned.
From what I have heard is that they are threatening to release, like, plot points of the next Game of Thrones episode. So this is a big deal
for fans,
you know. And also, I heard that a couple episodes, which they're not saying, so I won't say either, but one of them's ballers. they apparently have also been released online now, too. So... we were doing a story earlier, and, you know, it's tough to pinpoint the hacker's motives, you know. What are they getting out
jerks?
Of it, you know?
Just to be jerks?
That was one of the reasons that the expert gave was it's just kind of a challenge to them. They got into a huge network's computer system and managed to steal over a terabyte and a half of information, so which is huge, huge. The Sony hack was a fraction of that.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, HBO is working with cybersecurity, and I mean, these situations are creating so much more in terms of cybersecurity and you know, other layers of protection that
companies spend billions of dollars every year, and like hackers always seem to be just one step ahead of them. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, all right. Well, I guess if you can't care about Game of Thrones, watch out for spoilers. You know, spoiler alert. You could be spoiled, I guess. I'm sure it'll still be good, even if you know who dies. All right, so as we know, the Chicago Cubs ended 108 years of futility and won the World Series last year, right? But this is a moment that Cubs fans will never forget. It's Game 6 of the 2003 National League Championship Series, just five outs away, Jennifer, five outs away from the World Series. And it was a pop foul down the left field line, and a bunch of fans reached their hands over, and it ricocheted off of one, and outfielder Moises Alou was not able to make the catch, even though he says he could have, but there's no way he could have. He had a temper tantrum, and a man named Steve Bartman was held
a
up as
name
this,
that will live in infamy.
Right? He is held up largely as the scapegoat because after that, the Cubs just collapsed. People forget about this, but they gave up eight runs that inning. They had the lead. They gave up eight runs. They blew that game. They blew the next game. There were a lot of other things in the middle there that also added to the what happened. You know, it wasn't just that play in foul territory with Steve Bartman. It was also Alex Gonzalez booted a ground ball that should have been made.
It was a whole series.
A whole series of
mistakes,
mistakes, managing mistakes. Anyway, amazing gesture by the Cubs yesterday. They gave Steve Bartman an official World Series ring,
which is so cool.
The real deal, the real one with all the jewels and everything. Because they gave like a whole bunch of people rings, but not all of them were like what the players get and the top brass and all that stuff. This was the real deal. You can see pictures of it. We'll even have one on our Facebook page, on the Rivet Facebook page, because that's what I'm going to use for the picture for when I post the morning feed.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. So check it out there. The Cubs say, we felt it was important. Steve knows he has been and continues to be fully embraced by this organization. After all he has sacrificed, we are proud to recognize Steve Bartman with this gift today. And if you remember, he had to be escorted out of the park by security.
Oh, yeah. He was receiving, like,
death threats
and stuff.
He left his job. I think he left the country for a good amount of time. His whole life was in turmoil because of this stupid play along the foul line.
Right.
You know?
And it was anyone could have done what he did. It was.
I would say 99% of the people who are sitting there when that ball comes their way are also holding out their hands to try and, to try and get a handle on that ball. And now Bartman, to his credit, or just to his, I don't know how you want to say it, but he's stayed silent on this. He has not spoken since that incident. ESPN has even done, even did a special on him, a 30 and 30 or one of those specials that they do. They did a Steve Bartman one. They did a Cubs blowing the World Series one. It's been out there, but he's never spoken. He's never done anything to. He doesn't want to be associated with this.
Right.
He just wants to be left the frick alone.
Unfortunately,
is what it is.
He never. His name will be synonymous always.
It will be. Yeah.
With the Cubs.
Yeah. But for the first time now, he has spoken. He wrote like a pretty eloquent five paragraph, 300-something word response to the Cubs, and in it he says, although I do not consider myself worthy of such an honor, I am deeply moved and sincerely grateful to receive an official Chicago Cubs championship ring. My hope is that we can all learn from my experience to view sports as entertainment and prevent harsh scapegoating, and to challenge media and opportunistic profiteers to conduct business ethically. So there
good,
we go.
Good message. I hope he's okay. I mean, that was a lot that he went through. Hopefully he's...
Yeah.
This ring will sort of end the, any kind of anger toward him.
I would love
him.
It to end it and just be done with it because I'm sick of him, even though he hasn't been anywhere. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of all of 2003. As a fan, I would like to wipe away 2003.
Now that the Cubs have actually won the World Series, I like to think all is forgiven.
Yeah, exactly.
Accomplished that feat.
Right. All right, so congrats there. A couple national days to take a look at today. Actually, a lot of them, but I don't know. Nationals, it's Startup Day across America, so it's good for us here at Rivet, a little startup action.
You had to throw this next one in because, go ahead.
It's National Raspberry Cream Pie Day.
There's that word again. Anytime raspberry pops up for a
I'm not going with the flavoring. I'm imagining these are actual raspberries on top of this cream pie.
I think it's raspberry month.
Yeah,
two in a row, 2 days in a row.
I do love raspberries. I do love raspberries. Anyway, it's also,
keep it to yourself.
To keep that to myself. Yeah. Anyway, it's also National Girlfriends Day. Which is, I think, you know, I took
your
a look
friends,
at it.
Friends, your girlfriends.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know.
Exactly. It's not because I was, you know, I'm like, isn't there already Valentine's Day and Sweetest Day and all that crap? But this is different. This is just supposed to appreciate your girlfriends.
Yeah, let's go out with your girlfriends. Yeah. Hang out, have whatever.
It's also Respect Your Parents Day.
Nope.
You know, like we needed a day to know that. Come on, everybody. Respect
every
your
day.
Parents. Yeah. And it's National Night Out Day. So go out tonight, do something, meet your girlfriends, take your parents out.
Have some raspberry cream
some
pie
raspberry
while you're at it.
Celebrate a bunch of these days all at once. All right, and I'm going to celebrate the end of today's morning feed right now. And I would love a slice of raspberry cream pie if anybody has one handy. All right, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. This has been a Tuesday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.